Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, and this is another special edition of today's Bible class. Today's Bible class is designed especially for our podcast listeners, but you can share these Bible classes with your friends over Facebook or through text messages or perhaps through some other technological means that you have access to. And we encourage you to do exactly that. Right now, as we're going through this coronavirus epidemic that's sweeping around the world and across our nation, people are anxious. People are fearful, even panicky. And these messages are designed to help us take a step back, take a breath, and calm down, to come back to reality and find the hope that is there for every one of us through God and Jesus Christ. Please share these messages with as many people as you can. It can help them through this time. In our last edition of today's Bible class, we started to look at prayer and ultimately the power of prayer. We read in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, how we can approach God's throne boldly through Jesus Christ because Jesus knows exactly what we're going through. He lived on this earth while still fully divine, fully human at the same time. And so the text tells us that he experienced the kinds of things that we experience as human beings. So he knows what we go through. So we can relate to him in a very personal way because he went through those kinds of things himself. We talked about how the faithful Christian, the true Christian, the consistently faithful Christian, can pray to God with confidence. Again, in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, with boldness. But also, as the Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 and 22, and also chapter 5 and verses 14 and 15, with confidence. The confidence knowing that God is there, that God is listening, that he cares, and that he has the power to deliver us from whatever it is that is confronting us at that time. And particularly right now, with this, he can deliver us from this epidemic, which is the coronavirus contagion that is sweeping around the world. We can pray to him about that. We need to pray to him about that. We can come to him knowing that if we're walking with him, faithfully, consistently so, dedicated to him, that he is our helper. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. There is nothing that is impossible for God. Luke chapter 1 and verse 37. In fact, the Apostle Paul said that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Hebrews 3 and verse 20. Now I want us to read a text from our Lord himself. Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. And here, Jesus tried to teach the apostles, and we need to learn this same lesson ourselves today. He tried to teach them, and through that being written down in Scripture, he's trying to teach us the importance of persistent and perseverant prayer. Luke chapter 18, beginning with verse 1. Notice what he said. He spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Are you praying? Do you pray to God regularly, every day, throughout the day, consistently? A lot of people don't pray to God because they really don't think about God much, and they really don't want to be burdened with the inconvenience of thinking about how they ought to be living their lives as someone faithful to God, because they want to do things their own way. Are you praying regularly to God? Right now, probably a whole lot of people who normally don't pray to God, hardly at all, are probably praying to him, and they need to. Saying, there was a certain city There was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now, let us understand here. This was a judge that probably did not even believe in God. And he certainly did not respect God, because it says he did not fear God, and he probably was rather arrogant in that he did not regard man either. Probably looked down on people who were under his jurisdiction. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, "Get justice for me from my adversary." And he would not for a while. So she would come to him, and she would ask for a judgment against her adversary, someone who was doing something against her, and he would not give her the judgment that she wanted. But she kept coming back to him for the same judgment, with the same request, and he kept saying no. Well, the text goes on, and it says, "But afterward he said within himself, 'Though I do not fear God nor regard man,'" oh, he was arrogant, wasn't he? Haughty. "Yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." Lest by her continual coming she weary me. Now, the judge got to where he didn't like seeing her coming before him. She kept coming back, asking for the same judgment, and he kept saying no. He didn't have regard for her. But ultimately, through her continual coming back to him, asking for the same judgment, she wore him out. And he finally said, "I don't fear God, I don't regard man, but I'm going to give her what she wants, because I don't want to see her anymore. She's wearing me out." Now, what's the point of all this? Verse 6 says, "The Lord said, 'Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, who cry out to him day and night, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?" So Jesus says, if this judge, who did not even, and probably did not even believe in God, but he certainly didn't regard God, didn't have respect for him, and was so arrogant that he probably looked down upon those under his jurisdiction, because it says he did not regard man either. And Jesus says, now if he could finally give this woman who wore him out by her continually coming to him with her case, and he could give her what she wanted, that judgment, then he said, how about God? God is not like that judge. God is all good. God is all righteous. God is merciful, and God is gracious. And so Jesus said, if that judge could finally give that woman who wore him out the judgment that she wanted, then how about if you come to God consistently, God who is your creator, your heavenly Father, God who loves you to begin with, how about if you just come to him in prayer consistently, regularly? Now, Jesus said, though he bears long with them, so we may be asking God for a particular blessing where God knows, no, that's not what you need. The Apostle Paul found that out when he asked to be healed of some particular physical impediment called a thorn in the flesh, and the Lord said, no, I can use you just the way you are. And Paul understood the lesson, and he rejoiced that he could still serve the Lord, even in whatever capacity he found himself in physically. So God may say, no, that's not what you need right now. Or God may say, no, that's not what you need right now, but down the road. God knows not just the right thing, but he knows the right time. And so Jesus says, and shall God not avenge his own elect? Now, those who are faithfully and obediently and consistently walking with and serving him, those who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them. And then Jesus says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. And this last part of verse 8 is rather telling, and it ought to really open our eyes and give us pause for thought. When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? A whole lot of people are not exhibiting much faith in God in their regular lives. Now, a lot are being turned from that, and they're thinking about God right now. But now, when this virus is over, will they go back to just putting God out of their minds? I pray that won't happen. Let us pray together that this will never happen with you, and that many souls will be reached through this time when people are starting to think more and more about God. Let me encourage you to pray every day, throughout the day. Father, we thank you at this time for loving us, and we thank you for making your power available to us to deliver us from this epidemic and pandemic sweeping around the world. We know that you are all-powerful and that you can do all things, that nothing is impossible for you. And we pray, Father, for your deliverance at this time. We pray for healing for all who may be sick. And we pray for comfort for all who have lost loved ones. But we pray, Father, that you will motivate people to open their eyes and open their hearts and open their ears to see that you are the deliverer and that they need to come to you for that hope, for that deliverance, for that direction, and that ultimate expectation of an eternal home with you in heaven. Please be merciful with us and patient with us. Please forgive us, gracious Father, and hear our prayer. In Christ's name, amen.